Penguin Random House Audio presents The Shell Game, a Fox and O'Hare short story by Janet Ivanovich and Lee Goldberg. Read for you by Scott Brick. Garson Klepper liked going to black tie events. Wearing a tuxedo made him feel suave and debonair. It made no difference that he looked like Homer Simpson and made his living manufacturing fish meal for cattle. He always walked in as if he was the most important person in the ballroom, which he usually was. His sizable donation, made possible by his fish meal fortune, often made whatever charity event he was attending possible. Like the night's soiree at the Cleveland Ritz-Carlton. Klepper wasn't sure what calamity he was raising money for tonight. War, famine, homelessness, illiteracy? It didn't matter to Klepper. He wrote the checks for the tax deductions and attended the events because he could always count on leaving with a smoking hot 20-something gold digger on his arm. He was walking away from the bar with a lemon drop martini in each hand, one for him and one for the lucky gold digger at his table, when a man crossed his path, cutting him off. The man was in his early 30s, with impeccably cut, casually styled brown hair and a warm smile. He wore his custom-tailored tuxedo with a devil-may-care savoir-faire that Klepper wished he could manage for himself. "Excuse me, Mr. Klepper," the man said. "I just have to tell you how impressed I am by your generous donation." "It's a horrible tragedy when a kid steps on a landmine," Klepper said. When he saw the confusion on the man's face, he quickly added, "Especially if he has a..."